Yeah, and I bet you feel really good about having that choice that you can make. Yeah? That's your answer. That feeling that you have about making that choice is that feeling of control. You feel good because you have some control over the situation. Now, if you're your own boss, then that feeling is what you will have all the time. You won't always make the right decision and you'll be under pressure, but you'll still have that ability to make the decision, which is what matters to you. Yeah, we love our prisons, the prisons we build for ourselves in our own minds. We love them, like we love our problems. We love our prisons. A lot of people, if you give them freedom, they don't know what to do with it. I mean, your frustration is that you can't do what it is that you want to do and need to do. Yeah. Your frustration is trying to manage your own freedom because you're not getting it. And the thing is that freedom is never given to people, it's always taken. So, you need to. Freedom exists, but you have to take it. It doesn't get given to us at all. So, yeah, I think you're probably right about your observation about your partner that, whenever anybody says, "I can't," I always say to them, "Is that really true? Isn't it just that you don't want to? For some reason, you don't want to because it involves more effort, or you don't want to because it involves more time, or you don't want to because things will change, or you don't want to because you're comfortable." Because there's nothing that we can't do if we put enough time and effort and energy into it. And I've tested this theory out in my life. My life is a test of that theory. A lot of the things that I told myself I can't do, I then challenged myself to do it. I told myself I can't leave Britain, I can't leave London, and I went off to Europe and lived there for 20 years and did things. I told myself I can't start my own business. I challenged myself to do it. I told myself I can't move my business from a physical business to an online business. I did it. I told myself I can't move my business from one country to another country. I've done it. If we are going to survive, we must adapt or change things around about us. We can't stay the same in a world where everything is changing. We have to, and we ourselves are changing. We're getting older. We have to adapt. We get older, some things get better, some things get worse. We have to adapt. And at the beginning, I like to take the example of a city or a town. Once there was nothing there, and now it's like, wow, the buildings and the roads and the busyness and everything all interconnected. Wow. People actually would, you can achieve amazing things. Like just look at any giant skyscraper. It's like, whoa, that's a pretty impressive accomplishment. Or looking at a giant plane in the sky. Like, wow. Yeah. In 1903, up to 1903, it was believed that airplanes were impossible. And then one day, two brothers built an engine and put wings to it, and they flew it. And then suddenly, something which was impossible for millions of years changed. It became possible in one day. One day. It changed in a minute. Something that was impossible for the entire history of our planet, probably, suddenly changed. Because two people had an idea and worked on it. And it changed like this. The work took time, but the change was instant. And then the impossible became possible. And everyone believed. So it's always impossible until it's done. And most people live in fear, and they project this fear onto other people. I talked about projection earlier. Most people will not support you in your ideas and endeavors in life because they live their own life in total fear of change. Because if your neighbor makes all of their dreams become a reality, that kind of means that you failed miserably in your own life. And so a lot of people don't want to help each other. But the truth is that can't is actually don't want to, within reason. And that if we give enough time and enough thought to an idea, if we involve enough people, because we can't do it by ourselves, we need help from other people, then there's nothing we can't achieve. See, there's no reason why you can't build the best private language teaching school ever. There's no reason why it can't happen. Maybe it's not what you're interested in. Maybe you don't want to do it. That's okay. That's a good reason for it not to happen. But there's no reason why it can't. Other people have done it. Less intelligent people have done it. That's for sure, right? Right. I'm sure you've been in some businesses and you're like, how does this even work? These people have no idea what they're doing, right? Like, we've all been in restaurants and had bad meals, and it's like, what's the job? The cook's job is to cook a good meal, right? What is this, right? This is the opposite, yeah?
Yeah.
So there's nothing to stop all of the positivity coming together. It's a step-by-step process. It builds and builds and builds, and you kind of have to enjoy parts of the process, even though it's stressful and annoying. And the benefit is that at the end of the day, you have control over what happens. And there are certain people who need to have control. You are one of those people. You need to have control of what is happening in your life. It just fits in with your character of who you are. There are other people that doesn't work for. You know, some people want to get up in the morning and go to a different place and be a different person, and then leave that place and forget about everything that happened there. My feeling from communicating with you is you're more holistic. You want to put yourself into your life. You want all things to be balanced. This means that you have to control these elements there. That doesn't mean that it will all work either, but it does mean that whatever you do, you will learn something. Yeah. So it's a powerful understanding that can't is just don't want to. And you pointed out with your husband, you're a workaholic, right? You wouldn't know what to do if you didn't have your work. It's so true for so many people. Their work is everything. It's all they know. They're scared because they realize they don't know anything. What would I do? Because your knowledge in your work is like a tiny, tiny, tiny 0.01% of the universe, right? So you understand about this tiny, tiny little bit, but you don't understand about the universe. And so you stay at work because you're too scared of the real world. Scared. Scared to go somewhere else, do something else, be different.
Right?
Scared to explore. Scared to get out of your comfort zone. Scared to go and do something really strange, like kick a ball around a park or swing from a monkey bar or go skateboarding with the kids in the skateboard park because it's not their thing. You know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you do. Scared to wear a pink shirt because people might look at me if I wear a pink shirt. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It'll be forgotten tomorrow. Look, we're all. Our greatest danger is always ourselves. Both our action and our inaction in times of need. And so I have experienced many situations where something has been a problem for me and me alone, only me. Everyone else has been happy about something. That tells me it's me and not really the situation. It also tells me that I have to change something. I do nothing and everything continues to be the same or worse, because I know that I'm not going to change. Or I do something to transform the environment around about me. Maybe I move somewhere else. But wherever we go, we take ourselves with us. So we can't escape a lot of our problems because the problem is within us. Which is why the best thing that we can do is give ourselves a challenge. Yeah. Realize also that everything has its time. Everything has its beginning, maybe a middle, and then an end. Everything. And this job might be one of those things, right? It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if you don't plan the end, somebody else will. So it's much better to be in control of those elements and realize what next, what step next. Well, it circles back to what we talked about at the beginning, because what is in your head is what manifests. Like if you're walking through the forest at night and you start thinking about ghosts, then you start seeing them, right? Yeah, so if you start thinking and worrying about the problems, then there will be problems. It's
Yeah.
inevitable. You need to be in a place where you're appreciated. Can you imagine going to work every day and the people around about you appreciating you? Can you imagine what that's like? The positivity, the positive feeling. It doesn't mean that everything is perfect, but it means that you're respected for what you do. Could you get better at doing what you're doing? Yes, we can all put effort in and get better. You can build on your knowledge, build on your experience. Absolutely, there's no limit to success.
Yes.
There's nothing that says, you can't improve. Nothing. And here we reach the key. The dream is to be respected. Yeah. And well, hopefully with respect comes appreciation. It's the dream. Dreams are powerful. The reason for living is to make our dreams become realities. Nothing else is important. And when people stand between ourselves and our dreams, it is potentially the most annoying and frustrating thing that could ever possibly happen. Yes, from my perspective, inaction is not an option. There's always a time when we need, there's always a point in time where we need to wait a little bit. However, I am a supporter of action. I'm in favor of taking control of our own destinies and asking people for information or even asking people for help. And when you ask for information, there's a little bit of asking for help in there as well. Because when you say to people, "Hey, I found this really fascinating and interesting. Not sure why it fascinates me, but maybe it's me and my job or something. Please tell me a little bit more about it so that I can understand." So aim to learn. And as we talked earlier about the you and the I stuff, both you statements and I statements both create certain frustrations within conversation. You have your own interests and your own dreams. Stay on that path. But at the same time, do a little bit of mining, do a little bit of digging for information. Find out what other people's interests are and see if that opens, hopefully, some doors for you, or keeps some doors open. As we talked before, you're working in a very difficult environment, and it's always going to be difficult, sometimes impossible, to manage everything that's happening there. But the most important thing to focus on managing is you. Feel comfortable at saying to people, I have a dream, and my dream is to develop my skills in this area. You can either help me or you can hinder me. You can either give me a helping hand up or you can push me back down. Either way, I'm going to make my dream a reality. So, help me out a little bit here, right? Throw me a line, this. Let's make it all good for everybody. And it's necessary to display a certain level of vulnerability if we're going to gain trust from people. Not too much, but it's definitely necessary to show some, in order to gain respect from people. I think that you've made the right decisions so far. You have to believe in yourself enough that the decisions you make will either A, be correct, or B, will be wrong, but you will correct them and make them right. And just keep moving. Just keep moving forward, step by step. And maybe in the back of your mind you can have some idea about how I can build up a plan B, how I can supplement my income, maybe do a few sessions here or there, maybe offer a few private lessons to students, maybe outside of the school. If it is important enough for us, we find the time. I mean, time is not the issue, priorities are the issue. So it's all good. I mean, our work needs to feed into our life. It's not just about growing the job and the role, it's about growing ourselves at the same time.